Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Copernicus Complex by astronomer and science writer Caleb Scharf explores a modern version of an old shock, the realization that Earth and humanity are not the physical center of the cosmos. Building on the Copernican shift, Scharf surveys how contemporary astronomy has multiplied that lesson through exoplanet discoveries, star and galaxy formation studies, and the growing sense that many features of our environment may be statistically common rather than uniquely tailored. The book connects cosmic perspective to practical scientific questions, asking what it means to be typical or rare in a universe that may contain billions of potentially habitable worlds. It also examines how probability, selection effects, and observation bias shape the stories we tell about significance. Rather than presenting a single grand answer, Scharf focuses on the tools that let scientists evaluate claims about life, habitability, and our place in nature, offering readers a clear guide to why cosmic humility can coexist with deep curiosity about whether we are alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Copernicus to cosmic humility. A central theme is how the Copernican idea evolved from a change in planetary geometry into a broader principle about not assuming privileged positions. Scharf frames this as a continuing pattern in science when new data arrives. Our intuitions about being special are repeatedly challenged. The move from geocentrism to heliocentrism is only the beginning. Modern astronomy has displaced the Sun from any central role in the Milky Way, placed the Milky Way among vast populations of galaxies, and revealed that the elements in our bodies were forged in earlier generations of stars. The book uses this historical arc to highlight why scientific progress often feels like a demotion, even when it is actually an expansion of understanding. Scharf also stresses that humility is not nihilism. Recognizing that Earth is not the center does not erase meaning, but it does demand better arguments when we claim uniqueness. In this view, significance becomes something to be tested and quantified, rather than assumed, and the reader is invited to treat big philosophical questions as problems that can be approached with evidence, models, and careful reasoning. Secondly, exoplanets and the new planetary census. The explosion of exoplanet discoveries provides the modern backdrop for rethinking cosmic significance. Scharf discusses how detection methods and surveys have transformed planets from speculative possibilities into a measurable population, with thousands of confirmed worlds and many more candidates. Astronomers can begin to estimate how common different types of planets are, from hot gas giants skimming their stars to rocky worlds in temperate orbits. This census shifts the conversation about Earth from an isolated example to one data point within a distribution. The book emphasizes that what matters is not only finding Earth-like planets, but understanding the diversity of planetary systems and how that diversity emerges from formation processes. Scharf also points out that each discovery comes with observational biases. Some planets are easier to find because of their size, proximity to their stars, or orbital alignment, so raw counts must be corrected to infer true frequencies. This theme connects back to the Copernican lesson. Even our observational perspective can mislead us if we forget that we are sampling the universe in a constrained way. A statistical approach turns discovery into insight about how typical planetary environments might be. Thirdly, probability, typicality, and the anthropics problem. Scharf devotes significant attention to how probability enters questions about our place in the universe. When we ask whether Earth is rare, whether complex life is unlikely, or whether intelligence is exceptional, we are really asking about distributions and selection effects. The book examines the idea of typicality, meaning whether we should expect to be average observers or outliers, and why that assumption is not trivial. Any observer necessarily exists in a location compatible with observers, so the fact that we see life-friendly conditions does not automatically imply they are common. This leads to discussions of anthropic reasoning, the practice of accounting for the bias that comes from being here to notice the universe at all. Scharf treats these arguments as tools that can be useful or misleading depending on how carefully they are applied. The reader is encouraged to distinguish between statements that are testable and those that are more about framing. By focusing on probability, the book shows how cosmic significance can be reframed as an inference problem. What can our single example tell us? And how do we update beliefs as new exoplanet and cosmological data arrives? The overall message is that statistics is not a detour from meaning but a pathway to more disciplined thinking. Fourthly, habitability as a system, not a single ingredient. Another key topic is the complex set of conditions that influence whether a planet can host life. Scharf presents habitability as an emergent property of interacting systems, including stellar behavior, planetary atmospheres, geophysics, chemistry, and long-term stability. It is not enough to place a world in a habitable zone. Planets may lose atmospheres, endure extreme radiation, or lack the cycles that regulate climate. Conversely, environments outside simple definitions might still support life under different chemistries or energy sources. By expanding the habitability conversation beyond a checklist, the book highlights why finding life is hard even if planets are abundant. This system's perspective also reinforces the importance of probabilities. Each factor may have a range of outcomes, and the combined likelihood of life-friendly conditions could be higher or lower than intuition suggests. Scharf connects these ideas to the broader Copernican theme. Earth may be one example of a viable pathway, not necessarily the only one. For readers, this section clarifies why astrobiology is both exciting and cautious, balancing optimism about many worlds with realism about the obstacles to sustaining complex biology. Lastly, meaning and significance in a universe of many worlds, the book culminates in a thoughtful exploration of what cosmic non-centrality implies for human meaning. Scharf distinguishes between physical centrality and significance, arguing that the absence of a privileged location does not prevent us from asking why we matter. Instead, significance becomes something we build through understanding and through the consequences of our actions. In a universe that may contain countless planets, the value of intelligence might lie in its ability to model reality, preserve knowledge, and expand the reach of life. The discussion also confronts how narratives about being special can conflict with scientific evidence, and how people can react to that tension by rejecting science or by embracing a richer view of belonging. Scharf suggests that the modern Copernican story is not merely about being smaller, but about being connected to an immense cosmic process. If life is common, we gain a sense of companionship in the universe. If it is rare, then our stewardship of a fragile biosphere becomes even more consequential. Either outcome can motivate responsibility rather than resignation. The reader comes away with a framework for holding wonder and humility together. Using the language of evidence and probability to inform philosophical questions, without pretending that science alone provides all the answers. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy astronomy, astrobiology, and big-picture thinking, including curious non-specialists who want more than a simple, "Are we alone?" debate. It will also appeal to science-minded readers interested in how probability and selection effects shape what we can reasonably claim from limited evidence. The benefit is practical, as well as philosophical. Scharf helps readers become more careful consumers of cosmic claims by explaining why bias, sampling limits, and statistical reasoning matter when discussing exoplanets, habitability, and the rarity of life. That mindset can carry into everyday life by strengthening critical thinking, skepticism without cynicism, and comfort with uncertainty, compared to similar popular science books that focus mainly on discovery stories or inspirational messaging. The Copernicus Complex stands out for weaving together history, modern planetary science, and the logic of inference into a coherent argument about typicality and significance. It does not require heavy math, but it respects the reader by treating probability as essential rather than optional. And for anyone who wants a grounded, concept-driven guide to our changing cosmic self-image, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Caleb Scharf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.